You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're live in New York. We're clearing out the clutter to make room for new tools inside the Stanley Tools launch. Special guest and the talented designer from Style Network hit Clean House, Mark Burness, is sharing his secret to take control of our clutter. And we're helping you stay organized and roll your way through Fix It Up projects with the Stanley FatMax 4-in-1 mobile workstation that we're ready to give away to one lucky fan. To take a break from your hectic Fix It Up life and find out what's new in home improvement from our family to yours, it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Roofers World is helping make your next roof repair or home renovation project easier, faster, and safer. Roofers World is your source for durable tear-off tools, powerful leak repair tape, secure roof staging systems, and much more. Visit www.roofersworld.com to get helpful renovation tips and roofing safety advice from our blog. Buy products online through the New East Store or locate a distributor in your area. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
And we're inside New York City today.
We're in the Apple, baby. We are at the Stanley and Stanley Bostitch new tools launch and lunch.
Yes, we are. And we saw some cool tools today that we can talk about some and some we can't talk about just yet.
Yeah, we're going to have some special guests from Stanley join us.
We will.
Yeah, in a couple of minutes.
We will. And we're also clearing out the clutter today with Mark Brunette. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, you're a total huge fan of that guy from the Style Network's wildly popular Clean House.
Yes, number one show on the Style Network. And, you know, one of his co-stars, Niecy Nash, you're probably familiar with her, right, Mark? Your favorite show, Dancing with the Stars?
That show's awesome. I watched that instead of the Stanley Cup.
Oh, totally, right? Yeah. But I'm so fired up about talking with Mark because, you know, I watched the show with our daughter, Lexi, too.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. But so, today's show is all about gearing up, cleaning out.
Gearing up, clearing out, and, you know, clearing out the clutter and getting ready. And one of the things that we're going to plan to do, hopefully, in our personal life to gear up, clean up, and tool up is...
We're gearing up our bods. We're considering
the P90X.
P90X.
We are, yeah, in our household. And it's kind of, I don't know, I'm a little bit nervous about it, I guess.
P90X is all the way there.
Yeah,
it's all the way there. I've called them, I've touched base with them, and we're playing phone tag right now.
Yeah.
But I want to get Tony on the show because, honestly, as a lifelong athlete, I know what he's doing is right.
See, that's the thing that makes me nervous, is that Mark has competed in all kinds of extreme events, urban athlon and all kinds of things, and he places, too, in the events. Now, I'm like a regular person. Now, like when I go for a jog, it's like a couple miles, and, you know, I had a baby 20 months ago, so I'm kind of like, I don't know.
When you had a baby, that was very hard on me.
I don't want to hear that again. Well, we've got some cool giveaways we're doing today, too.
Oh, yes, we do. And we've got a giveaway of a tool that I've had in my shop now for quite a while. And
it's not the actual tool in the shop, though.
No, you'll get one.
You'll get a brand spanking new one.
Yeah, that I haven't splattered paint all over and have filled up with my finish gear.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the Stanley FatMax 4-in-1 mobile workstation.
Yes.
And you can check out a video of that tool, both on our YouTube channel and on popularmechanics.com.
Yes.
So you can see how it works and you can start to get a vibe for what you'd use it for.
Well, and it's on wheels, which I love.
Totally on wheels. It rolls, it's sort of like a luggage.
Yes. Yeah. And one of our baby's favorite things, too, is anything on wheels. So we're a huge fan of that. Like, if they could make a tape measure on wheels, like, we should talk to the product guys here at the event.
Tape measure on wheels.
Yeah, I think our baby would really like it. If you could.
You might want to write that down.
You can make it like a little car or something. He would love it because he likes to play with tape measures, but it doesn't roll very well yet. So,
exactly.
But we're also giving away a signed copy of Mark Burnett's new book, Take You Out of the Clutter.
Take the you out
take
of
the you out of the clutter.
Out of the clutter.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's got a lot to say about design. I mean, here we are at the Stanley Tools launch in New York City, and it is all tools all the time. Pro-grade, high-quality, good DIY
stuff. But well-designed, too.
But Mark is the other end of the spectrum with design, and I love that we can bring a show that has both.
Well, yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I'm excited about Mark. I can't even tell you how excited I've been all week.
Oh, you're glowing. I think you might actually have a crush on Mark.
I might have a little crush. I don't know.
Being in my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, I might not be the Mark anymore.
He kind of looks a little bit like you, too.
You know what? He's got a soul patch.
You had one when you were in The Last Airbender.
Yeah, when I was in the movie, we did the soul patch.
They drew that on you all the time.
They had to draw mine on.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of lame.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're very excited that we're here, and we've seen some cool tools. And can we talk about the one we got at the press conference?
Can we talk about the one we got, the stubby screwdriver?
I guess we can.
I guess we can, because we're going to right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that because, you know, Lexi, our 9-year-old, it's a perfect screwdriver for her.
It's a perfect screwdriver to get kids involved with what you're doing, fixing stuff up around the house. But on the other end of the spectrum, I guess this is a show about spectrums. You know, we were talking about gearing up and cleaning out, but we keep going back to the other end of the spectrum. If you're an electrician and you got to get your hands inside a really cramped switch box or inside some assembly, a stubby screwdriver is the only thing that gets a job done.
Yes.
So this is a ratcheting. They have two kinds, a ratcheting and a non-ratcheting, and they're multi-bit. So they're very cool.
And I was sitting next to someone from Popular Mechanics, and he was so excited about the fact that it was a ratcheting screwdriver.
There you go. Those guys know what's cooking.
Fired up, I have to tell you.
Yeah, very fired up indeed. You know what I'm fired up for?
What are you fired up
for? I'll tell you what I'm fired up for. I'm going to change gears a little bit.
Oh, no.
We were talking about P90X earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of want to get tuned up and kind of get in shape. But I have now committed, I think, to running a new kind of race called the Warrior Dash.
Oh, my goodness. I was checking this out. Mark's been talking about this for months, actually. We've got some friends who are planning to compete in it.
Yep, in the Mid-Atlantic. These are all over the country.
But the Warrior Dash is kind of, like, crazy. It's a very themed event because you get... Wait. I wrote it down somewhere.
It's like cross-country running meets rugby.
But you get, like, a warrior helmet.
Well, they give you a helmet.
Give you a warrior helmet.
I'm not running in any kind of helmet.
Yeah.
It's 3.15 miles. It's basically a 5K sprint through the woods where there's all kinds of obstacles and stuff in your way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be running that in Darlington, Maryland, darling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's only one wave left, though, and I haven't signed up yet.
Oh, well, there's also one in New York, too, you could sign up for. It's not that far away from us.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. The other thing is Men's Health Urban Athlon in Chicago, which I really want to run, is the next weekend.
So I don't know. It'll be a tough one.
We'll have to see because we have these pesky kids at home, and every day they want to eat, like, at least 3 times.
They do.
So we got to get that taken care of.
We do, yeah, unfortunately. Well, and, you know, we're talking with all of these, basically, tool hounds here at this event. You know, at the Stanley Tool launch, there are everybody who knows everything about tools, from woodworking, you know, to...
We're here with the cream of the crop editors, everybody from the Pro Press, Sal Alfano from Remodeling Magazine.
Yes.
We've got folks from This Old House, both the show and the print book. Which I guess would be called a magazine.
We call that a magazine, darling.
We've got the ace editors from Popular Mechanics, Roy and Harry. Who else have we seen?
And Harry always wears a snappy hat, too.
Harry,
I like that
Harry
about
Harry and the hats. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a kid's book, which probably doesn't make Harry feel too macho right now.
Well, we had him on our show months ago, and he was talking about the product testing that they do for all those infomercials.
That was great, as seen on TV.
Exactly.
Is the title. I think he does those on the web.
I think he does them on the web. I don't know if they appear in the print magazine or not.
I don't. They do. Some of them do. He's here. We got some of the woodworking guys. Rob Johnstone I saw running around. A guitar player on his off time.
Really?
Maybe he can come play us a ditty.
A ditty? I don't think he probably would like it if you called it a ditty. But,
no,
you know,
probably
okay.
not. Probably not.
So, like, the cream of the crop, or if you... Like, everybody knows everything about tools here. Like, it's like, I don't know, like a tool summit or something like that.
Well, you know, when Stanley speaks, I guess, I shouldn't put it necessarily this way, but when Stanley speaks, people listen. Because we've also got the integration to Stanley Black & Decker now.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Stanley Bostitch, it's DeWalt and all the Black & Decker tools, it's Porter Cable.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've been able to introduce to us a little bit is what that's going to look like moving forward.
That's very exciting.
I'm thrilled.
And thinking about the number of brands in Stanley is, like, insane.
Well, you can't even keep up, because then Stanley also has all their hardware brands like hinges and cabinet pulls and those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
They've got security.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the automotive side, and there's a hybrid tool that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. I don't want to spill the beans on that one. But my
bigger question, though.
You have a bigger question?
A much, much bigger question.
There's a bigger question than the most globally dominant tool brand on the planet?
I haven't met FatMax yet. We're going to get to the bottom of this. I've been looking around, you know, and I've met a lot of the people that work for Stanley. And FatMax, I don't know where he is. Does he not come out?
Well, coming up after the break, we're going to be joined by Todd Langston.
And he knows where FatMax is?
He better know where FatMax is, or he's going to get worked over.
I think they should totally have a FatMax, too. I mean, that's kind of my thing, is that, you know, with the tape measure with the wheels on it.
The tape, we should have an actual
FatMax. I always bring the girl thing into it. It doesn't matter where you are.
I know, but that's why people love us, honey, because I'm talking about all this boots in the mud stuff, and you're saying, let's talk about high heels and dresses and flowers.
Can we, really?
Well, why don't we talk about that?
At the event today, I was looking at all the high heels and everything at the shops along, you know, because we're in New York, and I'm kind of excited about going out after this and you buying me some pretty things.
Well, we are going to have to join you after a break to talk about high heels and highfalutin tools.
Okay.
That's coming up next on My Fix It Up Life.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right, and if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa,
and we are in New York City.
New York City. Where are we? Is this the Westin Hotel?
Well, you're telling everyone where we are. We're gonna have be mobbed later. We're not gonna be able to get out of this joint.
I got Navy SEAL Green Beret security.
Chris Grundy.
Like Grundy.
The plants are, you know, in
security looks like trees and bushes
outside his house. Yeah.
We're also joined by Chris Alagno and Todd Langston from Stanley. Stanley HQ. Good afternoon, Todd.
And
how are you?
They're
good.
Joining us inside Fix It Up Finds because we found them.
Yeah, this is our favorite part of the show, by the way. It's called Fix It Up Finds, and that's where we bring the stuff and the gear and the cool things we find, off-the-wall stuff we find, and we talk about it to the Fix It Up Nation.
So we found you here.
So yeah, you guys are it.
You see us up as you're going to talk about high heels and tools. We're not going to talk about high heels, though. We're going to talk about the tools, right?
Todd's wearing high heels now, just saying.
He's not. He really isn't. He's a very buttoned-up guy. Mark's wearing high heels, though. Anyway. So what's new? What's hot? What's happening?
Why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
Today we've got a media event going on where we've got quite a few folks, whether broadcast, you guys, for example. We have a lot of magazines here, and we're unveiling all of our new products this year. You know, Stanley Black & Decker is a new organization, a lot of product development rolling, and we've got a lot of our product guys here talking about all the latest innovations that we've got, and it's perfect timing because Father's Day is on Sunday. And I'm sure a lot of people out there are still looking to think about what to get. And I think, you know, we've just got a whole host of things to think about. But we got a guy here named Chris Alagno, who's probably one of our best product experts that I think we can have on the air to tell you about some of the stuff we're launching here today.
Well, Chris is great. I met Chris when we were doing the videos for Popular Mechanics 3 months ago or
the
so.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And I just also want to say, a good mention for Father's Day. I'm a father, and if anybody in the audience wants to buy me awesome things, I accept.
Oh, my goodness. Really? Seriously? Seriously?
Chris, who also I'm jealous of because he appears to be in awesome shape, so
he
I don't
is.
Like you out of the gate. Just
oh,
want
thank
you
to
know.
Can't really tell, but they're all handsome.
I'm
sitting with a bunch of handsome men right now, and I just think it's pretty cool.
Oh, you're pretty lucky.
Yeah,
that's good.
There you go.
That's good. But, Chris, you have a tool that I've been dying to talk about. It's a ratcheting T-handle set, which this thing, since we did the video on it 3 months ago or so, I have found about 100 uses for it and not had one hint. And is it even in production yet? Tell us about it.
So I'm the global product manager for Stanley Black & Decker. And, you know, the ratcheting T-handle was a very interesting concept. Let me take you back a little bit about the development. We kind of went out and talked to probably 20 to 30 maintenance construction type guys and said, hey, you know, we have this T-handle that's been around forever. And everybody said, yeah, we love it. But, you know, it's not something that you can transfer very easily. So we went back to the drawing board and kind of said, hey, how can we make this so the normal guy, the normal maintenance or construction worker could use this? So we developed this 43-piece ratcheting T-handle set, which is really one handle with interchangeable parts. So no longer are you carrying around a whole bunch of different T-handles in your pouch or just one that you think you're going to use. You can take around the whole set and have everything you're going to need for the job at hand with you.
And what are a couple breakdowns of what those jobs at hand might be that you can put the ratcheting T-handle to work for you?
Oh, I mean, we have a socket adapter, so if you're, you know, you need to twist some bolts on for electrical uses or automotive uses, so we have that. We also have magnetic nut drivers, which are definitely preferred by electricians, so we put those in the set. We have torque bits. We have Allen keys. So it's really a set that's multifaceted for automotive in construction as well as DIY and home use.
Okay, well, wow. let me ask the one question. I don't want to ask this question because it's the all hero all the time. I've had Stanley tools in my pouch since I started professionally in this game, but will this help me put together furniture where I need a million Allen keys and all that other stuff? It's infuriating to me.
Oh, absolutely. It'll have every Allen key that you'll ever need and more. So we have a full suite of SAE and metric Allen keys in there, as well as a side torque bit. So if you ever need to kind of get a fastener unfrozen, you can have this little side bit that you can put in there for extra torque on the tool itself.
Sold. What do you want? This is Todd Langston, and I should be a little more polite to him.
He should be very much more polite.
I think his title is Head Muckety Muck of Marketing.
He's very important.
Yeah.
He is a very important guy, but Mark, we've known Todd for, I don't know, a decade?
Yes, we have.
So,
a whole story
there's a
there.
Familiarity
yeah, I to,
there.
I used to go running with Mark, and then he started running a lot faster, so I had to stop that.
I don't like to go running with Mark either, let me tell you.
I tell you, one of the things I think is really, you hit it on the head, Mark, is, you know, a lot of times you'll have projects where you pull out your screwdriver, you think everything's going to be a Phillips head, and then you pull it out, and then all of a sudden it's got some kind of star look down on it. It's a screw that has something that you can't fit your piece into. This thing is a small case. It's got 43 pieces that really are the equivalent of about $200 worth of screwdrivers, T-handle sets, everything. It's all there in one case, and it's interchangeable, and that's the perfect thing, I think, for Father's Day. Maybe not this Father's Day. It's not available just yet, but that's the perfect kind of a thing that I think that's an example of the innovation that's there, but it also is a big problem solver where people may not want to buy 5 T-handle sets and, you know, 24 screwdrivers.
It's why I don't have a T-handle set. So, yeah, because you have to buy 15,000 tools to do what you need to do. So, and that leads to my next question, I guess. long story short, do you have a street price on it yet?
The price, recommended price is $29.99 for the 43-piece set. We also do have a 27-piece set, which would retail at $19.99.
Oh,
so again, affordability with pro features. And when I say pro features, we're talking about over 600 pounds of torque. Just to kind of benchmark you on that, a quarter drive ratchet only has 450 inch-pounds of torque.
So you can wrench
this thing. This is a powerful tool that's going to get a lot of jobs done and definitely quickly.
And do you know when it is going to be available?
It's available October 1st, and it's going to be available in many, many retailers, Ace True Values, Orgel Distributors, so a lot of your hardware stores through a preview dealer. A program that we're launching this out to kind of get it out to the market really quickly to many, many users.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Write it down so that you remember to buy it for a holiday present.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, definitely write it
huge
down.
Huge holiday
it
present.
And that's what I was going to say. It's probably not the gift idea for Father's Day, but we got plenty of things, I think, if your listeners are still out there shopping or if they haven't thought about shopping yet, you still want to do it. You've only got about 3 days left. But Stanley has a whole host of things. If you want to take a look at some ideas on stanleygiftcenter.com, and it's a great spot to go and look, and you know, there's flashlights, there's all kinds of things that, you know, if there's somebody handy in your family you're thinking about, whether it's dad or someone that just graduated, then go take a look at that.
Oh, that's such a smart thing. And that's with graduating.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and going into your dorm room or first apartment or whatever it is, and you know, you just need to have a handful. You
gotta
just need
to have
you know, basic things with
lots
you.
Of stuff.
And what better thing for a dad to gear up, you know, their kids.
There you go. And is our giveaway the FatMax 4-in-1 at StanleyGiftCenter.com as well?
It is now.
Well, and we have to take a break, and Mark?
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And my wife Teresa.
And we are still in New York City.
We're inside the Stanley event, the new tools launch at the Westin Hotel.
We are.
Broadcasting live.
And all the top level editors and, you know, personalities and everything are here, you know, with all the, we're rubbing elbows.
Yeah, we got some honchos here. I've definitely seen at least three honchos.
Three honchos? Yeah. What's considered a honcho?
And we've got a honcho right here who's joined us, which is Chris Dutra from Stanley, who has been with Stanley and Bostitch and all the brands for, I won't say how long.
Oh, it's been about 18 years.
You know what? It just saying doesn't look that way.
I look much older.
Yeah, it looks like at least 40.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah.
Mark.
Yeah.
Let's be kind.
Now, Chris has a new title that I forget what it is, but you are basically in charge of.
I'm basically the vice president and general manager of the new Stanley Black & Decker's equipment businesses, which encompasses the pneumatic tool, fastener, compressor, pressure washer, and generator businesses in all the brands that we now have.
Sweet.
And that's a lot of brands.
It's a lot of brands. It's DeWalt, it's Porta-Cable, it's Bostitch, it's M-Glow, it's Delta in some instances, and Black & Decker.
Sweet.
So we have quite a bit in those product categories.
That's a lot to keep track of.
It is, but it's very interesting and exciting. The future looks really bright. Having the stable of brands is pretty exciting.
Well, very exciting.
One of the things that you mentioned in your address to the group earlier, you were out here working on some technical stuff, Teresa, was that you're starting now to see growth in the market.
Correct.
Can you just sort of thumbnail that for our listeners who are probably
still saying, when are things going to pick up?
I think growth is obviously a relative term compared to what we had seen probably from 2003 to 2006. Obviously, after that and what would be considered the Great Recession, if you will, what we've seen is we've actually started to see a turnaround, albeit small single-digit numbers. We are seeing some organic growth relative to the remodeling market finally coming a little bit out of its hole. And a lot of it's regional. You know, we see it pretty strong in the Midwest and the Northeast. Southwest and Far West is still pretty tough. But at the very least, when we look at our businesses year over year, we have seen growth. And the reports that we get a chance to look at, seeing how the product sells through the door, we're actually seeing growth year over year. So it's been you know, a positive light. We expect slight increases throughout the rest of the year.
I like to hear that.
Yeah, and we like to hear that it's that you draw special attention to the remodeling market, because that's where we are and that's where a lot of our listeners are.
Exactly.
You know, both on the pro and DIY side. So,
yeah,
rock on with that.
So what can you talk about new tools? I know there's a lot of things that we can't talk about yet.
Yeah, list those and then I'll talk about them.
I think one of the coolest things Chris's team has brought to the equation is cordless. You know, we're launching, and the editors and the folks in the room haven't seen it yet, so your listeners probably will hear it before they do. But
wow.
Got a whole new line of cordless stuff that Chris's team has been working on for a while, and it's pretty exciting because you know, there's no longer one game in town. It's a whole different ballgame now.
Sweet. And when you're saying cordless, Chris, you're saying cordless fastening.
Nailing. In the Bostitch brand, we will be introducing here today a full line of cordless nailing products, from brad nailing right up to framing.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
And everything in between, if you will. You'll also see some interesting innovation in technology here. Pneumatic finish nailer, for example, very innovative relative to some of the features that you've never seen on a finish nailer before. For example, a 16-inch on-center gauge. And you say, wait a minute, on a finish nailer, but putting baseboard on was actually one of the key customer cues, and had a few guys mention, boy, this is one of the smartest things I've seen in years. And we thought we had really hit the nail on the head, no pun intended, when we put a pencil sharpener integrated in it with the number 2 pencil, because of the number of guys scribing crown molding on a ladder with the number 2 pencil in their ear. And we had a few guys actually joke with us, because one of the legacy businesses at Bostitch was an office products business.
Sure.
And they said, why don't you figure out how to put a pencil sharpener in one of these tools so I don't have to climb down from the ladder to sharpen my pencil when I scribe my crown? So we did it. And, you know, for a little bit. But little things like that we really get in the field and take it to the next level through ideation to prototyping and meeting these people and coming up with things like 16-inch on-center gauges on a finish nailer, which raises an eyebrow, right?
Yeah.
Because I won't lie to you, when my guys came to me and said, I says, I'm sorry, but I'm not sure you can work here any longer.
At the
focus groups, he proved me absolutely wrong. So see, the boss is not always the smartest guy.
Oh, wow.
No, it sounds like one of those things, where they're great. Somebody's putting on a tape measure of something I'm not going to use as a tape measure. Mm. But as soon as you said that, I can see the miles of baseboard that I've installed, and I've got the floor marked out, and like, where's the stud? It's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 and there you go.
Right. So we try to think of those little subtle things that end users bring to us and say, how do we incorporate in a product? I think in the morning session this morning, you know, we introduced and showed a line of Bostitch hand tools,
mm-hmm.
and you see things like levels that clamp to 2x4s and 4x4s. Again, coming out of talking to end users who said, oh, if I only had another hand, and I said, come on, guys, figure out how to design another hand, right?
That I was actually, I made it in for this part, is that hammers aren't used actually for nailing anymore.
Not too much.
And that they're, you know, thinking about a hammer and how you actually use it now, and thinking about that it needs to have impact, and looking at the sporting goods market and how, you know, golf clubs have changed over time, and thinking about that and translating it to
exactly.
a hammer.
Larger strike faces and asking the question, why is it a golf club and a tennis racket have these much larger strike faces?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that make sense when you're driving a nail? And
sure.
I'll be darned, it sure makes a difference in what it requires to drive a nail. So,
sure.
So, it just makes,
you know,
so
we get
much
ideas
sense.
From everywhere.
Well, I've heard.
I love that, though. You know, looking around and being able to take in what's actually going on in the world and what people are actually using the tools for and actually doing, and bringing it back and making tools that are better, that are, you know, that make life easier.
Yeah, versus creating a solution that has no problem.
Or just creating things that are just look cool.
Yes.
Or have a cool name.
I agree.
Now, okay, do you know where Fat Max is?
Oh, yeah, speaking of cool names, yeah, where is Fat Max?
You have the clearance. Who is he?
You
where
are
is
TP.
He?
Like, where, you're TP level.
Fat Max is currently on the World Wrestling Federation tour. And he will not be joining us today.
Reasons to love Dutra include item one.
Comedic activity.
And then our son, who's 20 months old, likes everything with wheels on it. So are any of the new pneumatic tools, like, have wheels on them?
The pneumatic tools don't have wheels. But I can tell you some of our storage that you saw this morning,
yeah,
in Rolling Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
I think your 20-month-old son would enjoy that quite a bit.
Yeah.
You can put your tools in it and take your son around the yard.
You can put the toys in it, too. He can store his toys in the toolbox,
exactly,
too. That would be so good.
Great.
Oh, yeah. That.
He would love it.
You know, I love you guys, and hanging out here with you guys, not only is it serious, and the seriousness that you put into the product development is clear when you go through the checkdowns of everything from resurrecting a chisel that people loved in the woodworking field.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, somebody said, hey, it's awesome, why change it?
Mm-hmm.
To a nail set that needs to be innovative, that you've changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we love that when we're here. We love that you've joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to take a break, though.
We are going to have to take a break. And we have a special guest coming up next.
We do have a special guest coming up next. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more My Fix It Up Life. Thank you.
What a perfect day. Play left, right there.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm actually so excited I can't stand it.
That's why I asked you how you are.
Yeah, I almost want to stand up like you are.
Because we're really back inside My Fix It Up Life with not Mark Clement.
No.
And Teresa, it's with Mark Brunetz.
And I'm
Teresa.
Huge fan.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Mark, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, I am so excited to talk to you.
Well, I'm happy that you're such a big fan.
Oh, I am. We were just watching your show this morning. Our 9-year-old and I were watching it, and she was just like, she was getting excited, too, about your show and you, too.
Well, I think that's one of the things we're finding. You know, a lot of families are watching this show, aside from the content being family-oriented. You know, it's just great lessons are built in. So I guess the big question is your house clean?
Is our house clean?
Yeah.
Mark, we're going to need a very strict definition of the word clean.
Well,
because it's being remodeled.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if the circular saws and nail guns piled in the corner qualifies as organized and clean, then yes.
Yeah. Not
that certainly qualifies. Well, I mean, you know, anytime you go through a remodel, you know, there's a project at hand, so you're going to have stuff here and there. But, you know, it sounds like you have things in order.
We sort of do. We do have the basement, though,
mm-hmm.
which is the right now catch-all for, as we're doing each room, things mm-hmm. are going down into the basement, and the project to, like, go through all of the stuff that we haven't touched in the last couple of years as
sure.
we collect it all.
Yeah.
You know, the baby stuff. We have a 20-month-old, too, and so as he's outgrowing all of the stuff that they outgrow in their early years, it's all collecting.
Well, that's actually a smart idea. It's one of the things I talk about in my book is that, you know, to designate an area, whether you're clearing clutter or there's a project at hand, you know, it just keeps you sane throughout the whole thing. So.
Well, and you can't be standing on top of your stuff and do new stuff.
Right.
And that's one of the things that Teresa spends a lot of time on.
I do. Yeah, I'm constantly trying to tidy up, and Mark keeps saying to me, why are you tidying up? We're in the middle of a remodel. And I'm like, I need to have, like, space. I need to see, like, you know, be able to see the floor and be able to see the tops of all the furniture and be able to have everything neat and tidy where I am, where I walk through. It just provides me sanity.
And I think in the long run, too, just being that efficient is going to just help the project, too. So
It does. It
now
does.
I like Mark even more.
Well, yeah, let's get back to the part where, Mark, no kidding, and not to grease your ego or anything, but she has been glowing all week looking forward to talking with you.
It's so true.
She loves the show.
a genuine fan, and she digs what you do.
Well, that's now I'm glowing. thank you. I'm happy to hear that. You know, the interesting thing about Clean House is I describe it as the little show that did. You know, it started off as this little makeover show back in 2003, and over the course of 7 years and 9 seasons, it's grown into this with an audience, rather, that people either really, really, really love the show and watch it on a daily basis, or they've never heard of it. But what we're finding is that more and more people, obviously, are looking for great information and a great story, and I think that's what our show does.
Well, and to be completely honest, Tao, you know, the four of you that are on the show, you guys could be, like, walking around talking about horses, and I would watch the show. You guys are so entertaining. Like, seriously, you could be just sitting there on the couch watching paint dry talking about it, and I would watch the show.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I know that Matt and EC Trish would say the same, because there is something really magical about our chemistry. First of all, we adore each other, and I think that shows, and that really plays out on, you know, on the show. We're like a family, you know. We have our moments, but we also know at the end of the day we're going to love each other and show up the next day with a tremendous amount of respect for each other. So I have to say it's the one thing that people really fall in love with is the chemistry and the interaction we have on the show. So.
Yeah, you guys are just too funny. And Niecy was on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now are you going to, you know, trip the light fantastic?
Well, you know, I've already been 3 times. I went 3 times to the audience and completely rooted her on and, you know, and did the best we could. And I thought she did an amazing job. I mean, to make it to the final 5 and all that was phenomenal. And because, I've known Niecy for almost a decade now, and I don't describe her as a dancer, nor someone who is, you know, has that ability. And to see her do that and come out of her shell was just a phenomenal, experience.
I'm gonna catch you right there. Come out of her shell.
Yeah.
She has a shell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, once that weave comes off, she's a different person.
No, I can't buy it. I just can't buy it.
Does she have like an on and off switch? Like I know some people who they go into a meeting or whatever, and they're like heroes, and they get outside the meeting room, and you can't even get them to talk to you.
Right. She's not like that. No, she has no on and off switch. She has no filter, and that's what we love about her. She is pure Niecy, and I think what I'm referring to is, you know, we're all comfortable in our own element, and rarely do we get the opportunity to swing out and do something we have absolutely no experience in, and that was the case with Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Well, and
she literally was rehearsing in the studio, in our trailer, and, you know, as we were climbing through living rooms of clutter, she would be, like, in her head going through it, and to watch her go through that process was very cool.
That is cool.
And you have... Beyond the show, too, you know, I was looking around on markburnetts.com, and you have a line of home furnishings, too.
Mm-hmm. And I do. You know, I think we all are just continuing to strive to be able to get either information or products to the public. You know, it's funny because I know you guys know this, but you would think, on one hand, that we're so saturated with information about the home, but I say it's the complete opposite. And I think the fact that, you know, I've walked in it for 7 years, you know, I've gone into the most intimate of spaces with people, and I really see that there's a demand for more information and a demand for people just wanting to live the best life they can. So we're all looking for ways always to provide that for people.
Well, and your book, too, which I read, and I enjoyed, too. Such a good point. And the message really that, you know, brought it home for me was really what the title of the book is that kind of went over my head when I saw the title was, you know, to take the personalization out of all of your things.
This book has a title, I suppose.
It does. Take you out of the clutter.
I'm trying to get one of you to say it.
Well, yeah, take you out of the clutter. And Lexi and I were joking about that this morning. If you take you out of the clutter, what does it spell? Never mind. Anyway. But, you know, to take the personalization out of it and walk around your house and look at all the objects as objects and not as your aunt gave this to you or you inherited it from your grandfather or whatever. And then do you use it and do you like it, you know, and all of those things, which It's so big.
Well, I think what you're really speaking to, Teresa, which is great, is this simple idea that we have to recognize that there are stories attached to all the things we have in our house. And unfortunately, you know, and I'm very guilty of it, and I talk about this in the beginning of the book, is, you know, we're out there as experts saying that, you know, here's what you need. You need color-coded bins. You need shelving. You need all this stuff to organize your life. But truthfully, all you really need to organize and take a look at are the stories that are attached to all this stuff. Because once you get those straight, once you get clear on what's important to you today versus what you've just been hanging on to for a long time, all the clutter and all the stuff just sorts itself out. It's almost automatic.
Now, and
that's the reason I wrote the book.
I was fascinated, Tara, that you said that you rented facilities to store your stuff.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Well, you know, one of the things we do on the show and I do in my life is really walk in the truth. Uh-huh. And in order to write this book, I had to come clean on the battle I've had with clutter and just dealing with a lot of family stuff. And for me, yeah, I rented storage units for almost 2 decades. And because I loved collecting things, and I was given a lot of things from my family, and I just didn't have the space to deal with it.
Right.
Now that's all worked out, and it's funny that the book really came out of that big lesson.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing to read.
Well, I do have to pause right here, because basically I want this interview to go on for like another 2 hours. You know?
Well, I have a couple of questions from our daughter. She wanted to ask you. And, you know, she always goes around our house pretending like she has her own TV show and interviews us about our projects that we do. It's very cute. So she wants to know, what do you like about being a designer?
Well, I'll tell you, what I love about being a designer is that I don't think of design as being in the business of things. I think design is being in the business of people. So for me, being a designer is the opportunity to have people and their spaces be completely simpatico. It's being able to listen very, very carefully, ask the right questions, and transform someone's space as well as them on the inside all at the same time.
Oh.
So that's what I love about design.
Good, good.
Man, good answer.
Yeah. I think we're gonna replay that for Lexi many, many times over. And she has one other question I want to ask. And Lexi wants to know what your favorite episode of Clean House is.
Well, she's going to be surprised to hear this, but I have to say my favorite episode of Clean House is the Tony Dragon episode, The Lady Who Hated Everything.
Ooh.
And the reason I say that, first of all, there was only one. Yeah, I've done 175 episodes on the show, and there was one lady who was just incredibly difficult to please. But the reason it's my favorite is it because it taught me the biggest lesson. And the lesson is real simple, and that is you give 100%, you go into a project, and you have to be able to walk away feeling complete and satisfied, regardless of how it's going to land on the other side. And for me, Tony Dragon, you know, was someone who literally did not like anything that I did. But what I learned very quickly was it wasn't about me. It was all about her. So it gave me this incredible kind of insight into what I'm capable of doing as a designer and what's really important for me. And sure, at the end of the day, I always want to satisfy a client and make a homeowner happy. But what matters most to me is that I take care of myself. Because I know that when I take care of myself, I'll be able to take care of people.
Hmm. I love how you think all the way through stuff. You've had a couple of those sort of chain of command kind of stuff. I like it. I'm connecting with it. I can't describe what it is.
Well,
but you're doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what, Mark? I would just say that, you know, in simple terms, it's a holistic approach at what I do. It's really looking at everything from, you know, soup to nuts. And I don't take for granted people. You know, when I walk into a space, I'm very aware that people live here, people thrive here, and people are nourished here. And, you know, people's greatest ambitions and passions are fostered in their space. And I don't take that lightly. So, you know, despite the fact that on the show, you know, I pick my lane and I can be this glib designer who does this and that, really at the end of the day, who Mark Burnett really is someone who genuinely cares for people. And I don't take that lightly. So.
Wow. It shows. And you don't come off, by the way, as a glib designer. I'm here, I'm on TV, and I'm never going to see this house again.
Well, thank you.
It does ring true.
It shows that you do care about what you're leaving behind.
It does. And I'm going to throw in a slight wild card question to see if there's any connection here.
Okay.
Because it says on your bio that you sort of got your first exposure to the home, short of living in one, on your grandfather's job sites.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't say much more than that, but was he a carpenter? Was he building office buildings? What was the interaction there?
Well, my grandfather custom built over 50 houses in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So he owned his own construction company in residential. And, you know, and then my mom was an interior designer. So much of my childhood was about walking construction sites and going to flea markets and, you know, spending those summer times with my grandparents and family. And I, you know, there was a time when I took it for granted. But then as I evolved into a designer and really calling upon my resolve and resources, I realized so much of what I know is in my blood, and it was a part of who I am. And, you know, I have to tell you this magical moment I had. My mom recently gave me an article, which I'm literally standing here looking at right now in my office, and it's from the News Herald in Cleveland, and it's dated October 29th, 1965. And it's an article on my grandmother, and for the first time, the press is talking about how eclectic her house is. Mm-hmm. So they're using the word eclectic as if they're introducing it into the whole design world. And I'm seeing this amazing picture of my grandmother, all of these beautiful pewter cups and this hutch, this break front that my grandfather actually built, which is in my house today. So I think I'm driving home a very simple point. So much of my family and what they did is in my blood today and lives and breathes in everything I do.
Wow.
Well, I have to say, if I wasn't already in love with Mark Burnett, I am in love with Mark Burnett.
Just, and look, your husband's right in front of you.
Sorry, well, Mark,
yes.
You know, same name.
But
I mean,
I can be your work husband.
Well, you totally can be. That's fine. You know, that totally works for me. I'll just say I love Mark, and he'll just think I love him. Anyway, well, if you haven't checked out Mark Burnett's On Clean House, you have to. And check out his book, Take You Out of the Clutter. And check him out online at markburnett.com. I know that I do.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to say goodbye.
Unfortunately, Mark, we wish it could last longer. Thank you so much for spending time with us. This has really been fun.
You are so welcome. And give my best to your daughter.
Oh, we will. Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
I'm feeling fine, sitting in the sidewalk chair. What a perfect day to play left, right there.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And you know what, Mark?
We're at the Stanley Tools launch
in New York City. No. We're issuing out a press release right now that I have a new work husband.
Great.
I kind of call, like, I don't know if you're his doppelganger or if you're, you know.
Oh, no, I would be his doppelganger.
Totally, yeah.
He has more niceness than I do.
So nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless your doppelganger had a positive aspect of, like, high adrenaline, high pressure, let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
He's got more niceness.
And we really are giving away his book. Take the You Out of Clutter. We're giving it away right now, actually.
Yes, we are giving it away right now.
And it's a signed copy, too.
Really?
Oh, totally.
When do we get the signed copy?
We didn't get a signed
copy. I love signed copies.
Yeah, we got a copy that's not signed, but our winner is going to get a signed copy. I've seen it. It's hot.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And who is that winner, Teresa?
Well,
who
we got a lot of good reasons why people want to win this book.
In fact, we got reasons from all over the map on this thing.
We totally did. I mean, Mark Burnett is a big deal.
Sure.
Yeah. Totally a big deal. I mean, like, we got as many entries for this as we do for, like, I don't know, a nailer or something?
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. But the person who won is Holly.
Oh, hey, hi, Holly. How are you? Nice to hear from you.
Holly one because she wrote in and said, I really need the book for my clutter so my husband and I can quit fighting about it. And thanks. And she wishes that Clean House would come to her house out in Texas, too.
There
so,
you go. Holly, you should sign
for,
up.
They're looking for, like, the messiest house in the country.
Yeah, and Holly, I hope you don't have the messiest house in the country.
Oh, I hope not.
And I hope it's just, you know, one of those squabbles and that Mark's book can serve as a mediator for you.
It is. And it really is a good book because it really does take the you out of your clutter, like we were just talking about, too. So
absolutely.
I think it'll help.
Absolutely.
You know, and I work with my husband all the time, and, you know, it's nice.
It's nice when it works.
It does.
Yeah, it is a team effort, so both of you give a little and you'll both get a lot.
Yeah, there's a reason why they call it divorce stuff.
Yes, it is.
Well, we have another giveaway too, Mark.
Yes, we're giving away the Fatmax 4-in-1 mobile workstation.
From Stanley.
From Stanley, video of which you can find at popularmechanics.com.
It's totally a cool tool. But and at the Stanley Gift Center too.
It's at stanleygiftcenter.com. And it's also in my workshop.
It is in your workshop.
And I can honestly say I use it.
You do?
Now, and all my trim gear is in there.
Yes. You love that thing. And
yeah.
I love that it's on wheels.
Absolutely.
Because
rugged.
You can load it up with all kinds of stuff, and you can actually then move it from place to
yes.
place.
Yes.
You know, like, you know, girls like me, who aren't as strong as boys like you,
right.
totally manage it.
Well, it sort of brackets the what I'm calling the rough and ready sort of nature of this show. It's got smart design, like Mark Burnett's,
mm-hmm.
but it's also got the job site tough features that you need.
Like you.
Like me.
Oh, doppelganger.
Like Mark Clement. There
okay.
you go.
So, you know who won? I do.
I don't.
Steve won. Congratulations. And the reason why you won, Steve, is because you wrote in and said, I would like to win this box because it would mean I would have all my tools in one location. No more wasted trips back to the truck. By being so organized, it would probably change my life. But that's something I could get used to.
There you go.
Because going back and forth, it's just like wearing a tool pouch. I mean, it makes it so much easier when you have all your stuff in one place.
Absolutely, and I've seen so many carpenters organize themselves by the pile of junk method, and
yeah.
you spend more time looking for stuff than doing stuff.
When things are rolling around in the back of your truck.
I'm getting an ulcer just thinking about it. I spend more time on a job site organizing the job site practically than I do working.
Yes, Mark is very particular about being tidy, about, you know, what do you say, it's half set up, half clean up, and the rest is just
and
work.
The rest is just work.
Yeah, it's truly
yeah.
true.
And it is true.
It's very true.
It is true.
Well, let's talk about next week's show.
Can we talk about next week's show? Although
next
I do
week
wanna...
on My Fix It Up Life, we have Kayleen McCabe, who is a licensed contractor, and she's also the winner of Stud Finder.
Okay, I'm going to have to lock her down a little bit, because I saw an episode of Stud Finder, and I was pulling my hair out.
Well, I think she was pretty good on that. She won.
She won, exactly. So
She has a show now called Rescue Renovation that's going to be on the DIY Network.
What's it about?
Well, she points out what went wrong on a project to homeowners and then gives them a 48-hour action plan to turn bad jobs into jaw-dropping rooms.
Really?
Totally.
All right, I'm interested in
pretty
checking
hot,
that
right?
out.
And next week you are going to be at another event.
Yes, we are going to, you're going to be in the studio.
Totally.
I'm going to be north of Baltimore at the DeWalt World Headquarters.
Totally.
And they are giving you
mm-hmm.
a multi-chemistry, heavy-duty job site charger radio.
Very cool.
On which you can listen in high fidelity to My Fix It Up Life.
Totally, on your MP3 player.
On your MP3 player. If you live in Philly, you're going to listen live.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've got the whole thing cooking, and these are boss tools.
Well, yeah, and you can charge NiCad and lithium-ion battery packs on it, too, which is totally cool.
That's right.
And they say they're the only ones that have that.
That's right.
Which is totally cool. So we're giving that away next week. So if you are interested in winning that prize from us, you have to email us at info@myfixitoplife.com.
Touch base with us on Facebook.
You could, you know, post a message on our Facebook page, My Fix It Up Life, or you could call our toll-free number, Mark.
Oh, you love the toll-free number. Why don't you give out the toll-free number?
It's 888-710-5557. What's that, Mark? Oh, it's 888 877-510-5557. And if you couldn't hear the number over Mark's giggling,
888-710-5557 is our toll-free number.
Yes.
And who do we have coming up?
July 1st. Oh, yeah. The following week, we have David Bromstad on from Color Splash, and he just launched a new show, Color Splash Miami, which is where he's from.
And where we got married.
We did get married in Miami. And he also went to school with... Evan, who designed the front page of our new website, too.
Check out the
myfixituplife.com.
Of myfixituplife.com, and you'll know somebody who's been in the same place with David Bromstad.
Totally. And check us out on, don't forget, check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And, you know, check us out online and go through our website, myfixituplife.com, and search for projects that you're working on,
yep,
products that you're interested in. If you can't find what you're looking for,
email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
And let us know what you're looking for, and we'll, you know, figure that out and try to help you on a future show. And don't forget to tune in next week for
My Fix It Up Life.